Lands, page 219. Please stand. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make His joyful voice to the rock of our
Hymn 523. Please be seated. chapters 9 and 10. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also received the denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of
middle age, perhaps through the prodding of a spouse or even your child, 'And some of you were hired at the 11th hour, toward the end of your time on this earth, having spent a lifetime idle in the marketplace. Perhaps many of you were even those who were called at the very beginning, in the first hour of your life, and then you left the vineyard for years, even decades, until finally the master brought you back in again with a gentle rebuke. 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' You joined those hired at the first, third, sixth, and ninth hours, fully aware, painfully aware, of how you had squandered your life chasing after the things of this world. All of you were called upon to work, to labor in the vineyard, producing the good fruit of love toward God and love toward the neighbor. Your work is not easy, for the life of a Christian is not easy. You bear the burden of the day and its scorching heat. You bear the burden of dying to yourself each and every day, and the heat of persecution. You face the hatred of this world. You face the resistance of your own sinful nature, that old Adam who needs to be drowned day by day. With great struggles, You seek to keep yourself from the fleeting pleasures that this world offers. And when you fall, and fall you do, you go to your knees in repentance. Your labor has been hard, and for many of you, it has been quite long. So long and so hard, in fact, that you who were hired first, even those hired at the third or the sixth hours, have begun to forget just how things work in the kingdom of heaven. You have begun to forget that it was the master who hired you, that he promised you a denarius when the day was over, that he made you a laborer in his vineyard, and he promised you the wage before you had even worked 1 second in the vineyard. You take your eyes off your master and begin to look at yourself. You begin to examine your fellow workers. You have worked so long and so hard that you have begun to think that you have earned your denarius, that the master owes you, you who were called so late, you who were idle so long, you who have such sin in your past, you who have stumbled so often, a denarius for you. And you go on your way rejoicing. Now, there is certainly a little rejoicing in the back of the line among those waiting for their turn, a little smattering of polite applause. Your master certainly knows how to be generous, as you who have served him the longest know the best. And now your expectations have gone through the roof. Yes, you're glad that the master had something left over for those who were idle for most of the day. But you are the ones who put in all the work. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. A denarius? You cannot believe what you hold in your hand. A denarius? The same denarius given to those who were idle, those who despised the master's call for so long, those who have so much sinful baggage that they might as well drive around in a U-Haul? A denarius? And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house. Your cause is just. Your argument is sound. And every single worker on this planet, and more than a few labor courts, would agree with you. These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. What was the point of laboring so hard? What was the benefit of working so long? You have made him, you have made her equal to me. Don't you know what they've done? Don't you know the life they led? Don't you know what they did to me? Mission work around the world is just fine, and we feel quite generous at sending our dollars overseas. But when it comes to extending the call of the gospel to those we know, or think we know, we are far less enthusiastic. We know what they are like, and we know they don't deserve any grace. At least not as much grace as I deserve. Does the town drunk deserve a denarius? What about a drug addict? A sex offender, a murderer, or a thief? Or maybe let's not get so extreme. What about the ones who lived most of their lives not caring what God says? What about no hiring and no wage for anyone? Jesus doesn't owe you or anyone else anything. But in grace, He loves you and He welcomes you into His kingdom, His vineyard, by having justice done upon Him. Those who were hired first complained, "You have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." Now Jesus could have replied, in addition to everything else He said, "No, I made you and them equal to Me, who actually has borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." We are sorely mistaken if we think it was our labor that earned the denarius. It was the labor of Jesus. His bloody, torturous, deadly labor on our behalf that earned that denarius for you and for me. Justice for us was death and hell, no denarius. But Jesus suffered both in our place. Justice was exacted from Him. Grace is given to us. Grace, by its very nature, by its very definition, is a gift unearned, undeserved. The Lord rewards those who don't deserve it. And every laborer in His vineyard doesn't deserve it. Yet He still gives. And He gives in abundance, in overflowing measure. He gives to you. The last will be first, and the first last. And we rejoice, for we were all last. And we all, together, as members of the body of Christ, called at any hour of the day, will be first. We will receive what our Master has promised us, the denarius of forgiveness, life, salvation. Our Master is good. He is gracious. He is generous. He does not give us what we deserve. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand and we sing the Benedictus, found on page 226. Page 226.
Fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of the grace of God for you would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Thank you. Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church. We begin with the Kyrie, middle of page 227. Please stand as you're able. And bask in the gracious provisions our Lord lavishly bestows on us. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord,
have mercy.
For all those suffering or recovering from illness, especially Jerry, Pam, Celeste, Diane, Chip, Nevaeh, Steve, Ed, Jan, Mary Ann, Anita, Sonia, Laura Lee, Dwayne, Lori, Betty, Bonnie, Ted, Susie, Linda, Anna, Larry, Ralph, Warren, Leonard, Kay, Bridget and Sophie, Diane, Beth, Faye, Mark, Candy, Betty, Robert, Lois, Paris, and for all those that we remember in our hearts. For those who are sad and sorrowing, for those suffering from broken relationships or financial distress, for those to whom death draws near, and for those who are grieving, especially the family of Lynn Pagels, brother of Barb Poppy, the family of Rosa, niece of Lorraine Harnett, the family of Jeff Jones, brother-in-law of Dale Meyer, that Christ would be their health in sickness, their joy in sorrow, and their life in death. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the most vulnerable among us, especially the unborn and the elderly, that we would cherish life from the womb to the grave, seeking to care for them to the best of our ability, and that a culture of life would be embraced by more and more in our society until it becomes the norm. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithful who have gone before us and enjoy heavenly bliss, let us give thanks and praise, that we may be brought to share with them the feast of joy that never ends in the eternal vineyard of our Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Please remain standing for our closing hymn, 923. 923. Welcome in the name of Jesus and our grace-giving and overflowing God. I encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. We have I think somebody will be at the table if you have any questions about the school auction and gala. That's on March 10th. March 10th. As I mentioned before, everything with Lent and Easter is late this year. Ash Wednesday is March 1st. That's when we'll begin our Lenten schedule. We've got a couple of weeks to ease into it now. You're all invited to join us for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. One adult Bible study this morning. We'll continue our look at the formula of Concord. I know Pastor Moreni is going to be starting a summary of Christian doctrine class soon. Okay, so he's working with the youth, mid-March. He's working with the youth right now, Bible study on Mormonism, and so that new Summary of Christian Doctrine class will be coming up very, very soon, very, very soon. Coffee and goodies, Sunday school opening here at 9:20. Anything else, Pastor? Vicar? Bob? Okay, very good. You may have noticed that that note has been in the news now for a few weeks. We are swapping out some of our hymnals that are in disrepair. We've got new ones. Well, our goal was to get 30 new hymnals. We already have 20 purchased. So if you still want to help out, you can. But if you had a hymnal that's bad, got a bad page, kink, torn, whatever, leave it on the pew and we'll get it swapped out. All right. Come join us for coffee and goodies. Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus Christ.